Stepping Up. I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you who did it next on MHSAA Perspective.
It's applauding a good play, regardless of the color of uniform a player is wearing. It's encouraging words for your team. It's avoiding discouraging words for the coaches and officials. It's about helping to create a positive atmosphere at an educational event. It's about showing respect for the game. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
In athletics, it's not unusual to use terms like family or fraternity to describe a group like a team or a group within sports, like coaches, which have a common interest. Coaches, for example, this week will come together across the country at the high school and collegiate levels for the Suits and Sneakers Awareness Weekend in support of the American Cancer Society's mission to save lives. Indeed, a worthy cause, as most people know someone who has had to deal with cancer. But our story today isn't global in nature. It's a story, like most of those in high school sports, that's truly local. A story of how a family, a fraternity, has rallied around one of their own who encountered a major health issue recently. Just over a month ago, I worked a high school basketball game in my community at the scorer's table, and one of the officials assigned was Eric Hartley, who I've known since our days together in the athletic department at Western Michigan University about 30 years ago. We see each other out and about at games, whether he's either officiating or even helping to run the concessions at his kid's high school with his wife. Those encounters don't provide for a lot of conversation time, but it's always nice to see such a friendly face. Eric was featured recently in the MHSAA publication Benchmarks, where we followed several athletic types around for a Day in the Life series this fall. And we followed Eric through a day of teaching at Lansing Everett High School, and then afterwards to his football game that evening, which he was officiating. You can get to that edition of Benchmarks by visiting the MHSAA website and then clicking on News and Publications. Just a couple of weeks later, in the days leading up to Christmas, Eric was admitted to a local hospital for leg pain. A battery of tests led to surgery just after the new year, where a spinal angiogram and an embolization which took upwards of 12 hours resulted in a tumor causing pressure on his spine to be removed. The day after the surgery, Eric asked his wife the ever-important question, "Can I still officiate?" But an even bigger question was answered about a week later. The tumor was not cancerous. He returned home shortly thereafter to begin physical therapy. We're so happy for Eric and his family, but that's just one part of the story. Eric's officiating family, in the meantime, has stepped up in a giant way, being there to help the Hartleys on the home front, helping to maintain an online blog which has kept folks informed, and helping to cover the numerous basketball games Eric had remaining on his officiating schedule this winter for himself and his sons. About 90 members of the Capital Area Officials Association, the group Eric belongs to, offered to help pick up Eric's remaining games, about one-third of the number of those who stepped up to help, and they're also turning back in those game fees to help the Hartley family. A number of those same officials also stepped up to fill in as the mentor to Eric's sons, who are both in an MHSAA program where high school students can begin working as registered officials even before they graduate from school under the tutelage of an approved official. An incredible outpouring of support by the Capital Area Officials Association to help one of their own family. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.